Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's the number one question you'd want to drill down on with Drake May if you were sitting in on those meetings with him this coming week?
I want to know about the misses. I want to know about those times. Were you bored? Did your mechanics suffer? Where what factors led to some of these missed throws? Was it because, you know, you didn't have faith in your receivers? Was it because you got hit too many times? What was going on? Some of these inconsistencies, maybe especially against good opponents, where you're not just missing by a hair or the timing wasn't off. It looked like you were throwing to somebody that wasn't there. It looked like you're throwing to a ghost. The down moments for him, I would want to understand. How did we get there, and are they fixable? I would argue they are, by the way. I think he's going to be really good in the pros once he gets pro coaching and into a good system. But I'd want to know. I'd want some security there. Some of those, whether it's inconsistent feet, whether it's some of the mechanical things that people smarter than me have kind of pointed out at times where he kind of loses his good mechanics. I'd want to know about those low moments of inconsistency and why.
Yeah, I think we're thinking very similarly here. Remember yesterday we talked about this exact topic with Jaden Daniels and what do you want to get to the bottom of? And you know, I hit on his flaws, right? I want to talk to him about why we took this sack and didn't get rid of the football and why didn't we throw to the middle of the field, some of the precursors for issues. I think with May, the consistency of his accuracy has been taken to task by the people who aren't as bullish on him. I want to talk about that. Some of the mechanical sloppiness and like those stretches in games that our buddy Logan Paulson has talked about on this show where for whatever reason there's a drive where a couple of throws in a row are off and he'll be locked in before that and locked in after that. He'll look like the real deal and an elite QB prospect. But then he just has those drives and those bouts with inconsistencies. Why? You know, where did those come from? What leads to those? What are we going to do to clean up some of the technical, mechanical stuff? Later in the show, we can play the clip from Chris Sims, which I think you were kind of alluding to some of the things that he said as to why he does not like Drake May as a prospect. He's got him sixth out of the six quarterbacks at the top of his board, which I think is ludicrous.
I think it's way too low.
But it's his list, not mine, and he's smarter than I am, so what can I do about it? But the one thing he pointed out when they said, why don't you like Drake May? He said a lot of words, and you'll hear the audio later, but he basically said mechanics over and over again. Well, I think that kind of stuff can be cleaned up. Like, I care way less about the mechanics, which is coachable, fixable, than do you have the athleticism, the arm strength, the traits, the tools, the physical attributes. But I do think that's what I would want to drill down on is how did we get here and why is it so inconsistent?
And that to me is, I mean, everybody's got a wrinkle, right? All these guys. There's no perfect prospect, especially guys that have been at the forefront of the draft for years. Like Caleb Williams has been the number one guy for a couple of years, so what's going to happen? They're going to try to pick you apart and figure out something wrong with you. Same with Trevor Lawrence since his freshman year at Clemson and so on and so forth. We've seen that before. So there's nobody that's perfect. Everybody's got something that isn't great. Again, this isn't to say that Drake May is anything other than a guy that's going to go second or third. Like, we're not talking about some disaster, some undraftable goon here. That's my question, and it's the only reason I've got Daniels slightly ahead of him on the old Randy Duye board, which matters about as much as the lint in my pocket. But are those moments where I'm kind of going, you're too good for that. You know what I mean? Like, you're too skilled. You're too big and strong and fast with that cannon for an arm. And some of these throws that you pull out of your tuchus are unbelievable. Why are we missing that one? A lot. There are too many guys down on the depth chart at UNC that can make that throw that you're not making. Why can't we do those, right? It's like watching Luis Garcia punt the room service two hopper, and then, you know, then he makes like a sliding barehand play the next time. It's like, why are we kicking the routine one? That's what I want to know from him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.